This is the BBC.
Here is Good Friday Scott Mills Daily. We're in for Grimmy this week on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. It includes Chubbuddy G, the legend from People Just Do Nothing on BBC Three. He's got a word exclusive for us and he's done us a brand new remix. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Good morning. If you're just waking up, it's 6:47 with Scott Mills and it's Good Friday, which Chris just asked me, is that a bank holiday?
No.
It's a bank holiday.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's also... No, because my confusion came from... Normally bank holidays are Mondays, aren't they? So I was wondering, is this technically a bank holiday or is there some other name for it?
Fairs, mate, fairs. But normally they are Mondays.
I'll tell you what it is today. It's Chubbuddy G Day, Scott. So excited.
So we have Chubbuddy G from the show People Just Do Nothing on BBC Three. I said this to a couple of mates yesterday. I was like, we got Chubbuddy G in and they're... I'm not aware of him.
Oh, so how can you not be aware of Chubbuddy G?
A lot of people are not. So I said, but I actually had to spell it out for them. I was like, Google this, and now obsessed. So if you don't know Chubbuddy G, just Google Chubbuddy G. It's from a BBC Three show called People Just Do Nothing. He was the guy that did the remix. Of Ed Sheeran's Shape of You on our Lollathon show a month back.
He calls himself the Mayor of Hounslow.
Yeah.
In People Just Do Nothing, he's the manager, or he thinks he's the manager of the garage group Corrupt FM,
yeah,
who are like the stars of that show. He's so funny.
So it's kind of like, just to get your head around it, it's a bit like Keith Lemon is a character, right?
It is, but I don't...
No, he is a character.
Yeah.
He's an actor playing a part. He is, sorry about that.
But when they're good characters... You kind of block that bit out of your mind.
Every time I say that Keith Lemon is actually a man, that people just go like, "What do you mean it's not a real person? That's not real." There's a man called Lee.
No,
Francis.
But I've never met Lee Francis. I've only ever seen him as Keith Lemon.
Yeah, because he's in character the whole time.
Yeah, but I'm assuming the character's kind of the same. With Chubbuddy G, I've only ever really met Chubbuddy G. So, so let's all just—he's Chubbuddy G.
Anyway,
he's on the show today.
I don't want to ruin it. It's not a character, it's a real person. Chubbuddy G is going to be on the show at 9.
About 10 to 8.
10 to 8. Wow, even earlier. Here's his remix.
Remix.
That he did for us.
No, I want your love. Your love was handmade for Chubbuddy G. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, don't not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me. Come on now, jump in my work. Say, come on now, jump in my work. All the aunties singing, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body.
Everyone.
Oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body. Oh, I, oh, I, oh, I, oh, I. I'm in love with your body, G. I'm in love with your body, G. I'm in love with your body, G.
He is funny.
You know when we did the co-host with Ed Sheeran on the breakfast show?
Yeah.
For me, this is as exciting. Honestly.
Ed Sheeran.
I can't wait. It's going to be girthy.
10 to 8 this morning, Chubbuddy G is on the show.
Your love is fading.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
A lot of people travelling this morning. Good morning to Abby, driving from Nottingham to Cornwall with her boyfriend Alex. Just the 4 hours to go now, just 4 hours left on that journey. Also, Paula and Rob on the way to Kilmarnock from Essex. Wow, that's far. And also, Andy and Alfie and Freddie driving from Southerness in Scotland to West Sussex this morning. Hello if you're travelling. They're going to get a breakfast soon.
Yeah, you got to break up the journey.
Yeah, break up the journey, have a bit of breakfast, have a coffee and a roll.
Yeah, treat yourself to a coffee and a roll. On a long journey like that, you have to keep stopping, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Every couple of hours, otherwise it's like, long. Should we have coffee and a roll this morning?
Oh, come on.
Coffee and a roll, good Friday, good morning, this is Radio 1. Anne-Marie is playing now with Alarm.
You're laying with me, you're shutting down. I smell her on you. I'm focused now.
Scott Mills.
Anne-Marie and Alarm on BBC Radio 1. Good morning to this person. I wish you'd say your name. My boyfriend and I are road tripping for Easter weekend, heading from near Nottingham all the way to Devon. 3.5 hours to go. Good morning, whatever your name is. Also, we've got Nikki and Dan on a road trip from Essex to Cornwall. Drove past the Scott Mills Bridge earlier on the Fleet Services M3. It's closed at the moment for essential maintenance.
What's going on? Is everyone heading to Cornwall, it feels, today?
I know.
What's going on there?
Loads of people travelling.
Scott Mills.
Coming up, I've got Zara Larsson and Clean Bandit. Also, Martin Garrix and Drake coming up. Good morning. Where are you on Good Friday? Text us 81199. Tweet at BBCR1. This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Also, Real or No Real coming soon. And this is Dr. Kucho.
I can't stop playing this song. It makes me high.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Good morning. This is Radio 1. That was Drake.
1 BBC Radio 1.
10 past 7. Good morning, Becky.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Happy Easters.
And to you, and to you.
And many more.
And many more.
And many more.
What are you doing today?
So I'm just at work, but I just thought I'd give you a call because I saw Chris's face on Tinder.
What? I'm not on Tinder. Seriously, I'm not lying. I'm not on Tinder.
It was quite an old picture, so I wasn't really sure at first. But yeah, it's very much you, and you're very much looking, and I mean, if someone was pretending to be you, I mean, you'd want them to be a real gentleman about it, but this profile wasn't particularly flattering for you, Chris.
Okay, so it's a picture of Chris that somebody else is using on Tinder, you're saying?
Yes, and it's the full professional headshot, like it's the sitting, the smiling, the nice set background. It's not a candid shot, it's the full work.
Right, and what's the name of the guy that's using it?
Rob,
okay. Well, Chris, you need to have a word. You need to step in.
Okay, so you've sent me this picture, I can see.
Yes.
So, yes, it's like this is my Tinder profile, right, Scott, but I'm now called Rob, I'm 26, and I can't really read what's underneath that.
No.
In the description. Hello, looking for a date this weekend. My mate wants me to teach him how to eat, and then I can't say any more from there on in.
And that's not what you put on a biog, is it, really?
That's my face attached to that.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll see what we can do about it.
Do some frantic swiping to find him. Although I don't really think he's the kind of person you should be talking to. Maybe I need to get on Tinder just to find myself. But Rob.
All right, Dad.
Don't call me Dad.
Okay, Becky, let's do today's Real or No Real.
The new breakfast trend sweeping the UK is clear coffee. It tastes like coffee, but looks like water and won't stain your teeth.
Clear coffee? How does that work?
It's coffee, yeah, but it tastes like coffee, but it's clear. Because, you know, you can get coffee stains on the teeth there, can't you, if they're whiter than white?
Yeah, not that I would know.
So what Mariah Carey does, actual fact, you know this? If you ever see her drink coffee, always use a straw because then the coffee passes the teeth.
I have seen this.
It's not very easy drinking hot drinks with a straw, though, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It's fine, why not?
No, it's not. You just don't really do that, do you?
Well, you do if you're Mariah Carey. Don't want to stain your teeth, babes.
You don't do it because I think you take too much in and then it really burns.
No, just have a little sip.
You drink hot drinks with a straw?
I have done. Yeah, in a little straw. So I don't stain my teeth. When I had them done, I drank coffee through a straw for months.
Did you?
Cause paranoid. Yeah, I've just spent good money on these.
What about red wine? Do you use a straw for that?
Absolutely, yes.
Good question.
Any drinks? No, I don't. With a straw just with that white wine, please.
Acting suave and single at the bar there, with a straw in his red wine.
I'll just have a pint of red wine with a straw in, please. Hi, boys. Do you remember that drink called Tab Clear?
No, I don't. Maybe it's before my time.
No, it wasn't, babes. It was clear. It was made by Cola, I think, Coca-Cola, but it was clear. Tasted kind of similar. Didn't last.
Oh, really?
Still on in America, though.
Also, I'm assuming, Becky, you're probably interested in this idea, as judging by the fact you're on Tinder, you're probably single and you don't want your teeth to go black.
Well, I mean, every little helps.
Okay, so is the clear coffee a new London thing, real or no real, Chris?
I'm going to go real.
Becky?
I don't think, I can't see how that would work, how it would physically happen. So I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
No.
It's true. Slovakian inventors David and Adam Nagy invented the coffee that looks like water because they didn't like getting their teeth stained by the regular version. The production process is a closely guarded secret, but they say it doesn't contain any chemicals, preservatives, stabilisers or sweeteners. Basically, all the good stuff's out.
So it's just water.
Yeah. Becky, wait right there. We'll do some more Real or No Real next.
BBC Radio 1.
Imagine Dragons on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show on Good Friday. It's Scott Mills, Infinite Grimshaw. Good morning to Rich, who is on the way to Leicester from Hull to ask his girlfriend's dad for permission to marry her.
Oof. I'm not sure you're meant to announce that, are you, before? Like a pre-announcement?
What do you say in that situation? I've never been in it. Do you always have to ask the permission?
Or
you
get down
you
on
do
one
it?
Knee.
What, to the dad?
I think so. I think you've sort of got... I think the whole point is to sort of bow down to them, isn't it?
I love your daughter.
I think the whole point is to show that they're still in charge.
Right, okay, right. So, what, so they've got like the upper hand.
A power thing.
Yeah, I've never done it myself. It's 7:17. Morning, Becky.
Hello.
We're just in the middle of playing Real or No Real here on your Good Friday. Here's your next fact.
Following Kate Garraway's appearance in the new Sharknado movie, Eamon Holmes has landed a cameo in the reboot of Baywatch.
Oh, wow.
Well, I hope this is true.
I shared a cab home with Kate Garraway last year. That was it.
All right, mixing with the stars.
Cool story, bro.
Everyone likes Eamon Holmes.
I've seen him at work, right? Like when I went on This Morning once, and he is so relaxed on television. He literally just rocks up and does it. I think he is incredible. Like one of the best TV presenters we've got.
Well, he's tweeted us before, hasn't he? Because we spoke about his bad hips.
Yeah.
He had, I can't remember why we were talking about his hips, but Eamon Holmes has new hips, Becky.
Yeah, he does.
Wow, see, he's perfect for Baywatch.
Absolutely. Baywatch. He wants to show off those sexy new hips.
I think the question is he going to be running in slow motion in the red bikini?
Well, I would hope so.
That's all anyone wants.
Well, with the new hips, I don't know if they will hinder or help.
They are sexy hips. I've seen him stand
They're
up.
They're sexy hips, yeah. Don't get me wrong, but can they, you know, can they move the way you need to if you're going to be a lifeguard?
I think he's in prime peak. He's hit his peak. It's prime time for Baywatch.
You know, with his hips, he's ever so slightly taller
yes,
because of
is.
The hips. I think that was the Real or No Real.
Yeah, I think he might even tower above Ruth now.
Do you think we'll get Pamela Anderson on as his new co-presenter? Will it work both ways?
Let's hope not.
I don't think he would because it would cause too much trouble at home.
I'm wise.
Were you working on the show when she came in to see us?
No, I wasn't.
You're an awful woman.
What?
Terrible.
What do you mean?
She was just so rude.
Eamon's wife?
No! Pamela Anderson! No! Don't you dare talk about Ruth Langsford like that.
Well, I'm not. I thought you were.
No, I'm talking about Pamela Anderson.
I thought you called Eamon's wife, Ruth Langsford, a terrible woman.
No, Pamela Anderson came in to promote some rubbish new reality show she had on E, couldn't be bothered to answer any of the questions, then forgot to plug the show, so just wrote it down on a piece of paper what time it was on and went, "You, read that!" and walked out. So rude.
Did you read it?
No. I can't see where Eamon's going to fit in, though, because I don't know whether you've seen the rest of the cast, headed up by Zac Efron and loads of really fit people.
Oh, yeah, but imagine
no offense, Eamon
walking out of the sea in slow-mo.
What, like James Bond?
Oh, it'd be so good.
So what do you reckon? Is Eamon Holmes in the reboot of Baywatch, the new Baywatch film, after Kate Garraway appearing in Sharknado for some reason when no one knows?
I'd love it to be true, but I think it's going to have to be a no real.
No,
Chris?
If this is real, I will definitely go see this film. So for that reason, I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Made up. Totally made up. But Eamon and the whole Good Morning Britain team were trying to mimic the slow motion run on the show earlier this week. Gosh. At the end of that round of real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 10. Becky, you got 10.
Woo.
Plans for Easter, Becky?
I'm going on a steam train. Very exotic.
A steam train?
Is that a Tinder date?
Oh, I wish. No, just by my Larry.
Oh, that would be an amazing Tinder date, though.
Yeah, that's pretty romantic for a first date. Maybe I'll go in with that as my new trick.
Go with Rob, the one that looks like Chris. No, don't.
Definitely don't.
All right, have a good weekend. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC. Radio 1.
Good morning, Matt in Norwich. He's really looking forward to Chubuddy G being on the show this morning. He's from the BBC Three show, People Just Do Nothing, and he's brilliant. Have you seen Chubuddy G? He calls himself the Mayor of Hounslow.
People want to be near me, want to be near the shoes. Armadillo shell, almond colourway, Seagal ponytail, girthy tash, Picasso shirt, Chubuddy G, fashion icon. People ask me, what does the G stand for? I tell them, Gucci, girls, girth. And gold as well. It stands for gold as well, technically.
Chubuddy G is on the show at 10 to 8 this morning. And the plan is we're going to get him to do some new remixes. You're so excited.
A bit like the Ed Sheeran one that
exactly
you did.
Right. Yeah, so Buddy G, coming up in 20 minutes.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, this is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills in for Grimmy. He's back on Tuesday and he's got tickets for Radio 1's big weekend in Hull to give to you. That's the only way you can get them now is to win them. You actually cleaned us out on Monday within an hour. So all the tickets have been got, but we've still got some around the back of the sofa, which we can find to give to you on Tuesday morning from 8 a.m. if you want to see Katy Perry, Kings Leon and all the others in Hull.
But what he hasn't got is Chapati G, of course.
He doesn't have Chapati G, no. Good morning to Aaron in Enfield, just about to start his shift delivering groceries for an online supermarket that rhymes with avocado. So many Easter eggs in people shopping today. He feels like the Easter bunny.
Yeah, what's the situation with Easter eggs? Are you meant to buy them for family and friends?
Yes. I've not got one egg. Not
Is that
one.
A thing, though?
Yeah, of course. It's always been a thing.
What, do
Easter
you buy
babes?
People eggs?
Yes.
See, I thought you just buy for yourself.
Where have you been every Easter for like 26 years or
My
however old you
are? My girlfriend said this to me. She was like, are you going to buy me an Easter egg?
Yes.
No, I wasn't planning on doing it.
No, you need to buy her an Easter egg. That's a deal breaker,
so
mate.
So it's like not giving a Christmas present?
100% yes.
Really?
Yeah. I've not got one. And to be honest, it's the least you could have done.
But you haven't got me one?
Well, I have actually.
Have you actually?
No.
No.
Chibuddy G is coming up at, well, in about 10 minutes he's going to be on the show this morning. If you don't know Chibuddy G, he's from a show called People Just Do Nothing on BBC Three. Calls himself the Mayor of Hounslow.
He's one of the funniest people. He's I think, the best character on People Just Do Nothing.
Obviously, when you hear the name Chibuddy G, certain emotions come to your mind. You know, what do you think? Sex symbol. That's a taken. But then if you go further into that, Chibuddy G, style icon. This is not by accident.
He's on in 10 minutes, and apparently he's got a world exclusive for us.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Harry Styles, Sign of the Times, sounding amazing on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. What a voice. She has got the range. She's got the range. Listen to that range. Such range.
It's clear she has got the range. Some people thought she didn't have the range.
No, but she has definitely got the range. Listen to that voice. It's got high, low, all over the place. Good morning, Lisa from South London, who's 18 today. Also, someone saying, do you hang out with Chris because he makes you look intelligent? It's the Easter egg thing, babes.
No, wasn't...
Like, I know you're not aware that you have to buy them for, like, girlfriends and that.
No, I just wasn't sure if it was... the idea was you meant to give them as presents to people as well.
Right, well, Phil in Cornwall says, I only just found out that Easter eggs were a thing for girlfriends like Christmas, so I'm off to the shop that rhymes with Wesco after work.
Yeah, and what we don't want is anyone to make the same mistake that I was clearly making, which is you don't buy anything at all, and then you have a rubbish weekend because there's beef.
Yeah. Johnny says, I once bought an ex a very expensive luxury Easter egg, only to be given a £1 egg in a Winnie the Pooh egg cup. Yeah, you overbought there, babe.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
I'm getting well gel of people's holiday pictures at the moment, which we're getting on Twitter a lot. Good morning to Zoe, who's listening on the app, listening in Malaysia right now. Nice picture of your sausage legs there next to a pool, which then it looks like an infinity pool, yeah, which goes into the sea. So jealous of you, Zoe.
We always say it. If you're going to send us a picture, you don't necessarily need to have your feet and legs in to prove that you're there. Although, you do.
I like it.
Well, yeah. You like seeing people's feet and legs in the picture.
Yeah, because it kind of just proves that you're there. Otherwise, it could be a picture off, like, Google, you know?
Yeah, but it's an amazing view. And what you got is two massive feet in the front of it.
Yeah, but I could get that view off the internet.
True, true.
Good morning, Emma. Also, Jimbo has travelled 25 whole miles, 15 miles left to his job today. Also, Tina and partner Daniel driving, and Derek heading to London to Hamilton in an empty coach, just the 7 hours to go. Oh. And Jessica says, I want to say thank you for mentioning the BBC Radio iPlayer app had an alarm last week. It does. You can set an alarm on your BBC iPlayer radio app. It's free on your app store. And then you can wake up to us. She says, rather than sleeping through 2 hours of alarms like normal, I've woken up early with your breakfast show every day this week. Morning, Jess.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Chris's hero, Chubuddy G, is here. Also my hero a bit. Hello.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Really good. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, mate, it's a pleasure. You know what I mean? This is like a second home now for me.
I know.
Do you know what's crazy is, obviously, we get a lot of big guests come through at Radio 1. My friends recently, all they ask me is, have you had Chubuddy G in? Have you had Chubuddy G in? And I always show them the clip of you at the Lollathon where you came to visit us when we were doing that.
A remix, yeah. No, I mean, like, the thing is with Chubuddy G, always leave them wanting more. Give them a little a palate cleanser, a little moosh boosh, and they'd come back for the main course, mate. And looks like I've got you, haven't I, Chrissy?
You've reeled me right in.
I'm really right in, mate.
Tell you what, when we did Inyana Bingo at the Comet Relief Night and we saw you, when you walked into the little green room backstage, it was like Beyonce had appeared for Chris. Mm. He was all over it, all over you like a rash.
I know. I mean, the thing is, I attract that with men. I just hope that, you know, I kind of wish it was a chick sometimes, you know. Mm. Ladies, it's always geezers, which is, oh, great, I love it. But, you know, ladies, please do approach me too.
Is that a new crowd for you, though? Have you realised there's a new market for you there?
I'll be up for it. I mean, obviously, I've got the dash as well, so I'm quite village people. You know, thing is, I like attention, but it's mostly just kind of straight dudes who come up to me and want to be my mate.
Yeah, like
a banter. A bit of chabanter with
Chabanter.
Which is great. I love it. But please, good ladies, please come up to me. I'm very lonely.
What about, like, I would probably get you some, like, a PA or something, like a GAY or something like that.
Mm. What is that?
A public appearance. You would turn up, go, hello.
Oh, PA. I thought you meant personal assistant.
No.
Yeah. Wait. You want to be my personal assistant?
I'd love to be your personal assistant.
Can you imagine? No, I'm suggesting some kind of, like, to embrace your new kind of audience, maybe like a PA at GAY.
A PA at GAY. Hey, listen, mate, why not? Listen, I've seen Moonlight. I'm really into it now.
Right.
You know? Mm. It's great. Yeah. It's 2017. You know? Come on, guys. Come on.
Right. Well, I'm hearing news about some kind of world exclusive that you've got for us. What's this?
Yeah,
thing?
I've got a fresh new dub plate, actually. So most people drop songs in that, but I've actually got a brand new shirt. So if you can see that, it's
look at that.
It's a cross between silk, corduroy and nylon. And it's leopard skin. It's very... Have a touch.
Yeah.
Very silky smooth.
Feels flammable.
Very flammable, but also very easy clean.
Is that made to measure for you? Is that one of just the only one in the world?
Tailor made for me. So it's got a geezer I know in Hounslow. His name's Abdi, Somalian designer, trailblazing the fashion industry right now. And this is, like I said, very fluid repellent. So no fluid can get on this, which is very clean.
Oh, it's wiped down.
It's wiped down.
Yeah. It's wiped down.
Practical and fashionable.
I mean, in terms of taking over the world one step at a time, you really are. You have got your worldwide internet cafe, the champagne steam rooms, you've got your own club and restaurant.
Yeah.
Check.
In entering the fashion world, what do you need to do more now to improve Chubuddy G, the brand?
So I think if you went into the fashion brand, the fashion world, obviously I'm a girthy plus size male model, so there's a market there. I mean, you get plus size women models, which is great. I'm all for that. I'm feminist. But I mean, come on, what about the girthy guys? You know, real men have curves. So, I think I've got to work on that. So I'm trying to work on my curves, and I'm also just trying to work on my smolder, because every great model has a great smolder. Kate Moss, Naomi Campbell's. So, you know, where's the camera?
There. Oh. So, awards-wise, what have you won? What are you hoping to win?
I won this award called the RTS Royal Tandoori Society Best Comedy Performance, which is weird because I don't get it. Like, I know I'm a funny geezer, but that's a documentary we're doing here. Mm. So they're basically laughing at my pain. You know what I mean? When my Polish wife steals my Mercedes and robs me, oh, that's banter. Oh, is it? Why are you not filming it? Tell me. You could have woken me up. They're laughing at my misery, at my pain. So, and they're bloody giving me awards for it. And now they want to give me a nominating me for a bloody BAFTA.
I've heard about the BAFTA thing.
Yeah, again, best comedy performance. Well, it's not comedy, mate. It's my life.
Yeah.
What are you up to this bank holiday then?
This bank holiday, you know, I've got 4 days, you know, 4 days off, obviously. They're filming the documentary right now. People just nothing series four, coming late summer. But I'm just going to relax. You know what I mean? I think I'm going to work on my year-round tan, get a little top up. Mm-hmm. I've got a year-round one, but I'll get a little top up. So I'll just be kind of lying there fully naked.
Yeah.
People use oil and all that. Mm. I use almond butter. It's very soft, very silky smooth. Probably do a bit of waxing. Probably work on my girthy dash, just get it really nice. Mm. Work on my smolder. You know, go through my clothes and that. I might do a bit of hustling. I might sell a few things around Hounslow. You know, I've got a toaster that also makes eggs. But it's also got Wi-Fi, so I'm trying to sell that around town. So please contact me, spicybungalover@askjeeves.net, if you're available. If you're available to sell, If you're interested to sell. So, yeah, that's a typical weekend for me, you know what I mean? And obviously a bit of lad banter with the Croft boys.
Yeah.
Probably be going out getting completely blattered.
Right, so those are your plans for the weekend, Chubuddy G. We have actually got some listeners lined up who really want to speak to you. Think of it as like Chubuddy G's guide to the bank holiday weekend. They've all got three situations which they could do with your help with, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it after this.
One. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
One.
Where?
Begins.
Just Us, Cloudbustin' on Radio 1, also Lord with Green Light and Weekend. I can't feel my face. If you go on my Twitter or Insta, you'll see Chubuddy G's smouldering model pose. It's there right now for you.
BBC Radio 1.
Real men have curves. And good morning, Chubuddy G.
Hey, good morning, mate. Good morning, dog.
Right, so I've got two callers lined up for you now who would like some advice from you, please. So this is Chubuddy G's Guide to the Bank Holiday Weekend, official. Right, Sean, you're on line one. Hiya.
Hello.
Right, you're on the line with Chubuddy G.
Hey, Sean, how are you doing, sweetie face?
Hello, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really fantastic, actually.
Good.
Right, Sean, what do you want to ask Chubuddy, please?
Okay, so I'm meeting my boyfriend's parents for the first time this weekend. Have you got any tips on how I can impress them?
Oh. Where do they live?
They live in the Cotswolds.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, what I would do, yeah, if you want to impress anyone, there's this thing called social mirroring, where basically you just copy everything they're doing, their style, their accent. So you said from the Cotswold, so they know that in that, obviously, yeah. So just go up to them and say, hey, you're right, hey, up, Doki. You're right, mild mucker. Let's go for pint curry chips. Down pub, mate. And, you know, they'll say that, oh, she's really taken the effort to learn our culture and the way we talk. And then, you know, or if they're a geezer, if, you know, maybe her dad's a geezer, you know, give it the old, all right, geezer, mate, going down to the old pickled eels. You know, just anything, relate to him, banter, you know, find out what he's into, find out what the mum's into. You know, social mirroring, that's what I did when I went up there. You know, they actually called me, I thought they were calling me Chip Buddy. That's what I thought, but they were saying Chubuddy, and it sounded like chipotti, and I learned it's a type of sandwich up there, you know, all that kind of stuff. Okay. Just mirror them. Where if they maybe what ethnicity are they? They're white.
They're really quite middle class. They're really nice.
Okay, so maybe talk to them about kale. Talk to them about wheat grass. You know, all that kind of crap that middle class people eat. You know, just go for a really expensive vegan pizza, something like 50 quid pizza. They love that. You know.
Okay.
So,
Sean, I hope that helps, Sean.
Good luck, mate.
Great.
Yeah, good luck, lady,
much.
Mate.
Good luck with the mirroring.
Bye.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Right, Chubuddy, are you okay to hang around and take another call?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
Nowhere to go after this? Or?
Yeah, no, literally nowhere to go. Yeah, just I was going to clean up the porta cabin a little bit, do a bit of hoovering, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, stay with us. This is Radio 1.
BBC.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Good morning to Anthony on Twitter saying, I've never heard of Chubuddy G before, but he is absolutely quality. Absolutely, get involved. Watch him on People Just Do Nothing on BBC 3. It's a great show. Carly says, I've never heard of Chubuddy G. I don't know how that's happened, but she says, in my car this morning, it's really cheered me up. He is good, isn't he? I might wet myself soon, says Heather. And someone says, wow, the Cotswolds have changed since I was there last. So Chubuddy G is with us on BBC Radio 1 this morning. I hope you're okay. This is Scott Mills with you till 10 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1.
Chubuddy G is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
And Chubuds is giving you his guide to the bank holiday weekend. Peter's on the line. Morning.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chubuddy.
Hey, Peter. How you doing, mate?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Is that Peter as in Peter Pan? Like Peter Pan?
Peter as in Peter, whatever you like, Chubuddy.
Oh, okay. Come on. Peter bread.
Right, Peter, what's your thing that you want to ask Chubuddy?
Right, so basically, I'm in a bit of a dilemma. I'm going out this weekend and looking for the man of my dreams, so I just wondered if you could give me some advice on how to find him.
Oh, sure. Oh, man of your dreams. This is so progressive. Mm. I love this. Mm. You know, it's 2017. I'm really into it. Like I said, I saw Moonlight, and I'm really into that as well, so I'm learning a lot of stuff. Okay, so women do cleavage all the time, yeah? Women show a bit of cleavage, and that's cool. Like I said, I'm a feminist. But why can't geezers do it? you know? Mm. Sometimes I want to show a bit of chest hair cleavage and some other cleavage I can't really say on the early morning, but just pop one out, you know? If you've got a bit of a... I've got a bit of moobs going on. You know, maybe show a bit. Maybe just half of the nip, you know? And I think it's... Yeah, I think it's sexist, actually. Why can't we do it, you know? Mm-hmm. Women can wear jeans and that. Why can't I wear a skirt, mate? You know, like Kanye West and that.
Of course you can.
Oh, you can. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's 2017 now. Mm. I can.
But is there anywhere in particular he should go? Like, or like,
yeah,
anywhere near you that you might know?
Yeah, or? I mean, I think there's a gay bar in Hounslow. It's called the
on the High Street.
That's it. Yeah, it's called the Girthy Geezers. So check out the Girthy Geezers. Another really essential tip I would say for the first, you know, if you're looking for a guy, make sure you smell good, because remember, the first hole you penetrate is their nostril.
It's very true.
So always smell good. Yeah.
Anything else?
That's it, mate. Good luck.
Thank you, buddy.
Incredible advice. Thank you so much. We could do this now every now and again, I think.
Yeah.
People are really enjoying it.
Agony aunt, agony uncle. I do it all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like aunties as well. Really into aunties.
Chibuddy G, come and see us again soon.
I will, mate. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on today.
Cheers.
Remix.
Remix.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
There is so much love for Chibuddy G right now on social media. Good morning, Beth, who says, love the nostril advice. It was good, isn't it, Beth? Adam says, can you just get him on every day? He is amazing. Never heard of him before. He's brilliant. He is good.
This is why I wanted him on the show so much.
Mayor of Hounslow there, Chibuddy G. Alana says, cracking up on the way back from work on the bus home. Get him on again soon. Tom in Lincoln says, not sure how you spell his name, but he's got me laughing out loud in my tractor this morning. Chibuddy G on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. What a legend. And also, we've got him to record next door some more remixes. You know, he did Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, for us in his style. We're going to play them. What time should we play them? Just after 9. Yeah, after 9 this morning.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Good morning to Charlotte. She's in the car with Robbo at the moment. Robbo, can you pull off at the next services, please? Because she is desperate. Charlotte's desperate for a coffee and a roll. I'd love a coffee and a roll right now.
Well, are we not going to have a coffee and a roll this morning?
I just want one. I've just tweeted, treat yourself. It's Good Friday. Have a coffee and a roll.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Good morning, Marina.
Good morning.
How much do you want a coffee and a roll right now?
Oh, so much. Well, actually, I've got a coffee, but a roll, definitely.
Just get a roll on the board as well. Yeah, where are you travelling to then?
We're travelling to Scotland at the moment.
Where from?
Northampton.
Oh, that's quite far.
Yeah, about 8 hours. But we've got a little baby daughter, 11 months, and 2 dogs, so we're having to stop quite a lot.
Okay, who are you with?
My husband.
Okay, cool. And what's in Scotland, please, for you?
It's his 30th birthday, so my husband's cousin's 30th. So we're going to there, and then we're just going to see family as well.
Okay,
so.
Where in Scotland?
Dunfermline.
Lush. Okay, well, have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You know about bangers, right? I pick a song, Chris picks a song, then you decide which one's which.
Yeah.
I should point out it's 2-2, so you're going to decide who wins the week as well.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay, do you want to hear mine first?
Yes, please.
Okay, here's what I've got for you. You can choose this morning if you want. Come and dance with me. 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 Calvin Harris, Dizzy Rascal, Dance With Me tune. If I'm out on my own, then I can look at you looking at me. If I'm out on a date, then I just shut my eyes. Love this.
Weird hearing Calvin Harris singing again, though, isn't it? Tell your boyfriend who can
dance with me. Come dance with me. Tune.
Yeah, that's a good choice. All right, you can have Scott's choice, or my choice today is this.
Get up.
Oh.
It's just a Kavos tune, to be honest. Bingo Players, Far East Movement.
This is from the album The Best of the Bingo Players.
Yeah. It's called Get Up, Rattle. I don't think anyone really knows what. I suppose it says get up.
Get up.
Occasionally. But this is a tune.
Yes, Kavos vibes. Okay. So, it's up to you, really. What do you want?
That's really hard. They're really good. I would have thought it'd be easy because I'm normally one that I love and hate one. I'm going to go with...
Yes.
I'm going to go with Chris.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Come on.
This house party is crazy.
That song is so try hard when you listen to it. Birthday shot. I'm filling that red cup up to the top.
Oh, forced
fun. Forced fun.
No.
Oh, is that the sound of the police? Is that the sound of the police?
This is talk of from a guy who's basically lost the week now.
It's the sound of the police.
Also, don't have a go at the bingo players. What have they done to you?
Who?
Or the Far East movement.
Off of like a G6.
Off of like a G6.
Really popular in Russia, by the way.
Who?
Far East movement.
All right.
Loads of songs you've never heard of. And Egypt, randomly.
Yeah, yeah. That surprises me.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, here comes the wonky police.
I don't understand why you're playing sirens. You've lost the week. That's a good song. Ready for the weekend sort of stuff.
I just wanted to hear Calvin Harris and Dizzy Rascal.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, so I've got this new DNCE track to play you. I've just texted Joe Jonas to see if he's awake. And he is, but he's in New York. Not been to bed yet. It's quite late there. So, Joe, he's on the line now. Your track, Kiss and Strangers, with Nicki Minaj. I saw on Instagram that she roughed you up a bit on the set of the video.
Yeah. In the best way. I will live, I think.
What did she do?
I guess you're going to have to wait and see.
I'm slightly scared of her.
Oh, don't be scared, man. It's all good. I promise.
Listen, Joe, really good to speak to you, and we're going to play DNCE and Nicki Minaj Kissing Strangers right now on New Music Friday. Go to bed soon.
All right, I'll try. I don't know. I'm too excited.
All right, speak to you soon.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Young Money.
Very late in New York there.
Right.
Well, early. This is DNCE. Leah in Boston's been on going, OMG, Joe Jonas is so dreamy. I know, right? Even when he's tucking into the minibar late night in New York, still dreamy. She's like, why didn't you speak to him longer? I just felt that he was preoccupied. But it's good to play his new song. Have you seen the publicity shots for this track?
No, what's going on?
Well, there's a girl just lying on his chest. Chest goals.
Is it Minaj?
I don't think it is Minaj, no. Right. But, like, look at the picture of Joe Jonas. That's what we need to aim for when we start going to the gym together.
Which is happening next week, by the way. It'll be photoshopped. That's what they do. They photoshop abs on and don't believe any photos.
I mean, it's a lovely chest.
Ever.
So we're taking that picture to the gym with us.
We're going on Monday.
You said you wanted to join a gym with me yesterday.
Yeah, but I'm not pinning up a picture of Joe Jonas in front of me as some kind of inspiration.
No, I just have
That's
it on my
weird.
Phone as we cross-train, yeah?
Scott Mills.
Good morning, this is BBC Radio 1. That was Kasabian, You're in Love with a Psycho. Hi, Lydia on Twitter, who says, RE, Joe Jonas's lovely chest. Please take your photo of Joe Jonas to the gym and demand a refund if after one session you don't look like him. Yeah, we're going to do that on Monday.
One BBC
Radio One.
Mate, it's just a small joining fee, and then we can go together.
I don't mind doing that. What you're talking about, though, is really strange, that we're going to pin up a picture of Joe Jonas and work for that. I don't want to look like him.
You do a bit.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on.
No, not at all.
Hello? Chess goals.
If anything, what you should put up is a load of pictures of what you don't want to look like, maybe, and then it...
Well, I know I've done that on my fridge before.
Have you?
Have you not done that?
No, what's this?
You put a picture of someone not looking their best on your fridge, and then every time you open the fridge, there's Mariah Carey on the beach, and you're like, hon, don't go in for the cheese.
I just think... I think it's weird concentrating all your energy on a picture of one person.
It's just something to aim for, mate. Monday, yeah? This is the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Scott Mills. It's 9:13. We had Chibuddy G in earlier on the show, and he was brilliant. If you've not seen this guy, he is on a show called People Just Do Nothing on BBC Three.
Yeah, so it's like a mockumentary, a bit like The Office, I guess you could say. And it's about a garage group called Corrupt FM,
yeah.
Who you may have heard of as well, because Corrupt FM, they're doing so many festivals this summer.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you not know this?
No.
They're doing Glastonbury.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Corrupt FM are doing Glastonbury.
Yeah, mate,
that's amazing.
And Chibuddy G he sort of plays their manager, but he's also like an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
On
and
the
he's
show.
He's the king of Hounslow.
And he's very funny.
And we had him in earlier. There's a bit that we couldn't play, but this is how we laughed at what he said.
Probably cut that bit
out. Yeah, maybe. Okay. He's so good. So we had him on earlier giving Chibuddy G's guide to the bank holiday weekend, and Sean rang up and asked for some advice.
Okay, so I'm meeting my boyfriend's parents for the first time this weekend. Have you got any tips on how I can impress them?
Oh. Where do they live?
They live in the Cotswolds.
Okay. Well, okay, what I would do, yeah, if you want to impress anyone, there's this thing called social mirroring, where basically you just copy everything they're doing, their style, their accent. So you said from the Cotswold, so they're northern in that, okay. Obviously, yeah. So just go up to them and say, hey, you're right, hey, up, Doki. You're right, mild mucker. Let's go for pint curry chips down the pub, mate. And, you know, they'll say that, oh, she's really taken the effort to learn our culture and the way we talk. And then, you know, or if they're a geezer, maybe her dad's a geezer, you know, give it the old, all right, geezer, mate, going down to the old pickled eels. You know, just anything, relate to him, banter, you know, find out what he's into, find out what the mom's into, you know, social mirroring. That's what I did when I went up there. You know, they actually called me, I thought they were calling me Chip Buddy. That's what I thought, but they were saying, Chibuddy, and it sounded like Chipotti, and I learned it's a type of sandwich up there, you know? All that kind of stuff. Okay. Just mirror them. Where if they maybe what ethnicity are they? They're white.
They're really quite middle class. They're really nice.
Okay, so maybe talk to them about kale. Talk to them about wheatgrass. You know, all that kind of crap that middle class people eat. You know, okay. Just go for a really expensive vegan pizza, something like 50 quid pizza. They love that. You know.
Okay.
So, Sean, I hope that helps, Sean.
Good luck,
that was
mate.
Great.
Yeah. Good luck, lady,
much.
Mate.
Good luck with the mirroring.
Bye. Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, I can literally have him on every day.
He's the best.
He's so good. This all started our obsession with him when he did a remix for us of Shape of You by Ed Sheeran on our 24-hour Comet Relief Lolathon, or Ed Sheeran, as he calls him.
Remix. Girl, no, I want your love. Your love was handmade for Chibuddy G. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, don't not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put your girth on me. Come on now, jump in my work. Say, come on now, jump in my work. All the aunties singing, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why, oh, why.
George, who is in Hampshire, says, where's the new Chibuddy G remixes at? He's recorded some for us. We've got more next.
Scott Mills.
Marcin Jensen solo dance. It's Scott Mills. Lols has been on Twitter. Lols, sorry, not Lols. Saying, Chibuddy G just came into my dream because your show was on. I woke up in a right old state. Yeah, that would be weird if Chibuddy G was in your dream.
Oh, it'd be an amazing dream.
Remix.
It's such a good dream.
So,
dream.
The mayor of Hounslow, unofficial, Chibuddy G was on the show earlier. From People Just Do Nothing. We love him. He's done some new remixes for us, which he recorded just after our chat. So who fancies an a cappella version of R. Kelly's Bump and Girth? Let's go.
Remix. My mind's telling me no, but your body's telling me yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and girth. There ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and girth. And producers, you can remix that. So it's a cappella. So you lot can chop the crap out of that one and do what you want with it. Bump and girth. There we go. World exclusive. A cappella.
It's the best.
He even switched up for us Controller by Drake. And it's all about his ex-Polish wife, Aldona.
Remix. Right. This is dedicated to my Aldona who left me. You left me. You took my Mercedes and my PCs. Like Aldona, Aldona, oh Aldona, Aldona. Hey, you robbed me. You took my computers and my Mercedes, oh Aldona, Aldona,
jeez,
oh Aldona, Aldona, like Aldona, Aldona, oh Aldona, I hate you so much, Aldona. There we go, that was an emotional love ballad to the woman who broke my heart and stole my PCs and my Mercedes. Oh, Aldona,
Aldona.
What a ledge.
It's beautiful.
If you head to the Radio 1 socials, we're all over your social right now, and you can see the controller remix. Video's there now.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Where it begins.